I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Sponsored by Any Hour Services. Listen at home or anywhere you go. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, July 10th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. It is sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and right now 88 degrees.
Construction slowdowns on I-15 on the way to Tremonton. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, and it is breaking news. When the official numbers come from the State Health Department today, they are expected to report 867 new coronavirus cases. This news coming from doctors at hospitals here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has been monitoring a news conference with them. And Paul, tell us more.
Well, Maria, yes, that's the number that was thrown out during this Zoom meeting with hospital administrators all over the state. Doctors in Utah say that the system is at the tipping point of being overwhelmed, and they are calling for a statewide mask mandate to slow the spread of COVID-19. They say unless there's a big drop in cases, they don't believe it's going to be safe to send kids back to school in the fall. University of Utah Health Chief Medical Officer Thomas Miller says that the state is in a better position than neighboring ones, but without the masks, that will change.
Per capita, we have fewer ICU beds per individuals in the state than other states. And what is happening in Arizona and California and Texas will happen here.
Other doctors say even if they have extra beds available, the beds don't treat patients. Medical professionals do, and they're already under tremendous pressure. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
That new 867 cases is a new daily high just 12 hours after the governor urged Utahns to wear masks, saying if we couldn't get it down to 500 cases per day, the current average right now, 585.
That's really our target point, is to see what we can do in these next 2.5 to 3 weeks to turn this around and say by August 1st, let's get below 500. If we can't do that, if we don't do that, then that may trigger some more aggressive action by the government.
Utah set a daily record earlier this week as well. Doctors are also chatting about going back to school, saying it's not safe for kids to go back to school in the future. And the Salt Lake City School District is out with its plan and saying there is no way, with the county still in orange, that kids will be in the building more than a day or two a week. Here's KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas with details.
If Salt Lake City remains in an orange condition with pandemic precautions, all learning will be online. District spokesperson Yandere Chatwin.
If we are able to move into yellow, we will be able to restart school with a modified schedule. That means that kids will go to school in person part of the time, and they'll have remote learning the other part of the time.
The schedule has high school students attending class in person only one day a week. For younger students, it's 2 days. And the plan says they'll have to do some makeup learning from last year. And everybody in the schools will have to wear masks. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, San Juan County is dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak at a long-term care center. The Deseret News reports at least 25 residents and staff at the Four Corners Regional Care Center have tested positive. The state has sent a team to that center to help with care and follow-up. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. In Texas, a bad situation is getting worse. Parents returning to work in newly reopened offices and factories are sending their kids into daycare and into uncertainty. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Dallas.
Of the 230,000 COVID-19 cases Texas has logged since the beginning of the pandemic, 1,800 have come out of childcare businesses. They include 1,200 staff members and 600 children. It follows a trend showing that young people are increasingly testing positive for an illness that initially was thought to target older people.
The state's growing case counts could also affect its big fall football season. From daycares and school grounds to churches, some churches who reopened are again shutting their doors as COVID cases start going back up. More from ABC's Chief National Affairs Correspondent Tom Yamas.
Outbreaks linked to churches have happened in several states, recently in Oregon, Texas, West Virginia, and Tennessee. In June, Florida teen Carson Davis attended a church function with 100 other kids. According to the medical examiner's report, the 17-year-old, who had pre-existing conditions, didn't wear a mask or social distance. 3 days later, she started to feel symptoms. 10 days after that, she died.
In Florida, hospitals are grappling with how to keep their patients safe. More than 50 hospitals have no ICU beds available. Doctors here in Utah say hospitals here are currently at 72% capacity. The World Health Organization says more than 12 million people around the world have been infected with COVID-19. The WHO's director general says over the past 6 weeks, the number of cases has more than doubled. He also says two experts are heading to China to better understand the animal-to-human transmission of the virus. Meantime, one of the U.S.'s top virus experts says many places may have opened their doors too quickly and could now be paying the price. ABC's Andrea Fuji has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci saying states with severe outbreaks may have reopened too quickly, telling 538's Podcast 19 those states should look at shutting down.
Despite the guidelines and the recommendations to open up carefully and prudently, some states skipped over those and just opened up too quickly.
Dr. Fauci saying politics is partly to blame for the outbreaks.
That if there wasn't such divisiveness, that we would have a more coordinated approach.
Dr. Fauci has also said some places that have rolled back restrictions were too late. Coming up on KSL, Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown is talking about why they had to break up last night's protest over the ruling in the shooting death of Bernardo Palacios Carbajal. Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill ruled that police officers were justified. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A crash northbound Harrison Boulevard at 22nd Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Are your kids ready for masks all day, every day?
We want to make sure that our schools are a safe environment for our children.
Get the latest each day on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The 4th of July is an important holiday for all Americans. Hi, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. For some husbands, however, in troubled marriages, holidays are marked more by hardship than harmony. Experience tells us that divorce filings are more likely in the week following major holidays. So if you're such a guy and considering divorce, you should know all your options, including alternatives to divorce. Divorce is a difficult road. At least be sure it's the right road for you and your children before you start down it. Our role is to assure our clients make informed decisions as we walk with them through a very complicated process. We advise, we advocate, and when necessary, we litigate. This is what we've done for thousands of clients for 30 years. This is what we do.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield, 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. In the next hour, we are expected to get the daily numbers from the Utah Department of Health, and they are reported to be record-setting. Doctors say the state is set to report 867 new coronavirus cases in the past day. We are getting a rough estimate on the cost of damage to the Salt Lake County District Attorney's office building.
The Salt Lake City protests.
A few hundred protesters showed up last night following Sim Gill's ruling. Salt Lake police were justified in the shooting death of Bernardo Palacios Carbajal. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
It wasn't long before the angry crowd plastered the street, sidewalk, and building with red paint, in addition to smashing in a couple windows. According to a spokesperson with the DA's office, they're expecting the total damage to be somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000.
According to the DA's office, a final dollar figure most likely won't be available until the end of the week. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown explaining why officers had to break up last night's protest after more than a month of relatively peaceful demonstrations.
It started out with a significant amount of vandalism.
being done in the streets and then on to the district attorney's building.
Brown tells Utah's Morning News they had to take action after glass was broken, and it looked like people would try to get inside the DA's office. A Vernal woman could face manslaughter charges after police say she gave her terminally ill husband a fatal dose of morphine. Police booked Carol Ann Kubley Scott into jail this week after she admitted to a nurse that she had given an entire bottle of morphine pills to her husband. An affidavit obtained by the Deseret News claims that Scott admitted she was trying to fill her dying husband's wish to go home when he was ready. Jeffrey Epstein's former companion is fighting for her release on bail next week, while the government wants her to stay put. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
Far from hiding, defense attorneys said Ghislaine Maxwell has been living in the U.S. since 1991 and has not left the country once since Jeffrey Epstein's arrest a year ago, despite knowing she was under criminal investigation. She did not flee, her lawyers said, but rather left the public eye. Defense attorneys also argued for her release on bail because of coronavirus. If she continues to be detained, the defense said her health will be at serious risk and she will not be able to receive a fair trial. Maxwell instead proposed a $5 million bond, home confinement, and limited visitors. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Traffic and weather together. It's sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are starting our Friday noontime drive with roadworks slowing down traffic northbound I-15 going through Elwood in that vicinity of Box Elder County. Here, a little closer to home, your Salt Lake County freeways are looking good. Even I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo seeing good speeds. But we've also had slowdowns in spots. This is on Highway 40, mostly around Strawberry Reservoir. And really, just the one accident to tell you about. It's in Weber County, northbound Harrison Boulevard at 22nd Street in Ogden. Oh, it looks like we have a new crash popping up. This is going to be northbound I-15 right about 4th North in Payson in Utah County. UDOT construction alert. Expect nighttime delays on I-15 between Layton and Roy. I-15 is down to one lane in each direction while crews work to widen the freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Super hot weather out there. Lots of sunshine up to 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And it is super hot, 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, is your student safe going back to school in the fall? Doctors are talking about it. We will go in-depth coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Gentlemen, let's face it. Nearly 50% of men will suffer from ED, and 0% want to talk about it. Well, acoustic wave therapy changes everything. Pulse Medical Clinic offers the definitive, longest-lasting acoustic wave therapy treatment you've been waiting for. At Pulse Medical Clinic, you'll get the recommended twice-a-week treatment protocol, providing you with tremendous results and at a lower price than other clinics. Acoustic wave therapy is a natural treatment with no known side effects. Everyone is looking for the fountain of youth, and acoustic wave therapy from Pulse Medical Clinic is the closest thing you'll find to restore intimacy. Don't wait. Schedule your free evaluation from a board-certified surgeon. Just like you, Pulse Medical Clinic followed the recommended safety guidelines due to COVID-19 and is now accepting limited new patients. Call 801-509-8888 to schedule your consultation and receive a 20% discount. That's 801-509-8888.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
We learned this week that mortgage rates have never been lower, and at UCCU, Utah Community Credit Union, it's never been faster or easier to buy or refinance a home either.
We're talking seriously fast mortgages with the help of intelligent technology that eliminates the time and the hassle of gathering and verifying the documents you need to get your mortgage loan or refinance approved and funded.
Here's the other thing I like, Amanda. You don't need to do it alone. Just call a UCCU mortgage expert, and they can join you and be happy to co-pilot you through your entire application process.
How many of us have gotten a mortgage and spent so much time gathering those documents, completing the file? UCCU mortgage experts, they're not just app takers or someone who's merely, you know, going to pass your application onto a processing center. They're really there to help you.
And of course, always the lowest mortgage rates possible. More money means more home or more money back in your pocket.
For more information, just go to UCCU.com.
They understand their local markets and have always put people over profits. You're going to love where you bank.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Doctors in Utah say people are not hearing the message about wearing masks. They say hospitals are at the point of being overwhelmed, and they want a statewide mask mandate. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the National Weather Service says we are getting a rare heat wave this weekend for the west and southwest U.S. Heat in Phoenix could break daily records. Third is a look at your noontime drive, and it is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
A small accident reported in Utah County, northbound I-15, 400 North in Payson. Not really causing any kind of backups. You will see slowdowns due to roadwork northbound I-15 in Elwood in Box Elder County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, a hot day out there, 97. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Already 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Florida was one of the first states to ease coronavirus restrictions, and now it's one of the hardest hit. Hospitals and schools in Miami-Dade are grappling with how to keep their patients and students safe as they remain planted in phase one of reopening.
In Florida, more than 50 hospitals have zero ICU beds available. A graph by the New York Times showing a nearly 1,400% increase in average daily COVID cases compared to when Florida reopened about 2 months ago. And overnight, Miami-Dade school superintendent, the fourth largest school district in the country, telling ABC News, despite the governor's order, his schools will not reopen until the county enters phase two.
ABC's Matt Gutman. President Trump is there at the U.S. Southern Command in Miami for a briefing on Southcom's counter-narcotics operations, painting a rosy picture of the nation's economy.
We're setting records on jobs. We're setting records on many different things. We're going to have a great third quarter. Third quarter is going to be tremendous numbers. Fourth quarter, likewise.
But the president is facing broad disapproval for his management of the country's response to the coronavirus. Two-thirds of Americans are giving him low marks on handling the pandemic, according to a new poll. That same poll also asked Americans about the president and the issue of race.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how the president is handling race relations.
The unhinged left-wing mob is trying to vandalize our history.
Statements like this that the president made at that rally in Tulsa last month and the handling of the unrest following the deaths of George Floyd and Rayshard Brooks contributing to the new numbers. 57% of white Americans and an overwhelming majority of black and Hispanics disapprove of the president's handling on the issue. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
Longtime Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell's attorneys today saying Maxwell vigorously denies charges against her, intends to fight them, and is entitled to the presumption of innocence. She's charged with recruiting girls for Epstein to sexually abuse. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, Utah families and schools. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Is your student safe going back to school in the fall? For the last week or so, schools around the state have been releasing their plans for operating in the fall. But one doctor says the data shows schools are not safe. Dr. Eddie Steineman is an infectious disease physician with Intermountain Healthcare.
What I would hope is that the leaders in our education make decisions based on data. If we continue to have a rise in cases like we are having currently and are projected to do for at least the next couple of weeks, and that rise takes us into August, I don't think it would be safe. In order for us to even consider going back safely to school, we're going to need to see a control of this pandemic here in Utah and declining case counts. And until we see declining case counts and a really good control of this pandemic, I think it's going to be really hard for us to send our children back to school full time in a safe and effective manner. And if those case counts continue to go up, we're going to have to wrestle with what that looks like and whether that's going to be telelearning or a modified structure in our school system. I just hope that our leaders would really focus on the data that leads us into August to make those decisions about going back to school.
That is Dr. Eddie Stenium with Intermountain Healthcare. Steward Healthcare's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Arlen Jarrett, says he wishes he knew if it was safe to have kids back in school.
I wish I knew, and I wish others knew. Is it safe for children to go back to school, and when is it safe? I wish we had the hard, firm answer to that. I do know that by many reports, distance learning was not a very successful experiment at the end of the last year's school year. Some may have had some success, but I know many struggled with that. And unfortunately, probably hit certain socioeconomic demographics of our society differently than others.
He says we need to weigh how our children go back to school very carefully. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are headed through Box Elder County, road work has traffic down to one lane in each direction on I-15. But the slowing is on the northbound side. It's as you're leaving Honeyville and going through the Elwood portion of Box Elder County. A little closer to home, all your Salt Lake County freeways are seeing good speeds. We have had an accident reported on northbound I-15 in Utah County, right about 400 north in Payson. That's going to be north of Main Street. And for Ogden Surface Street drivers, a crash northbound Harrison Boulevard and 22nd Street. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Mostly sunny skies today, reaching up to about 97 for this afternoon. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 99, and hot on Sunday. More sun and 100 the high. 98 Monday, again, lots of sunshine. And then it backs down a little bit after that. Tuesday, only 93 the high. Mostly sunny skies. It'll be a cooler morning, too. 94 in the sunshine Wednesday, and 99 again Thursday. More sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Looks like the markets they're going to end the week on a positive note. We'll check your money news coming up at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:22.
A furnace and an AC is a major purchase. So is our fancy new gas range with a hood fan so powerful you could grill steaks indoors. That was until the fan motor burned up, 2 months after the 2-year warranty ran out. Only a 2-year warranty? And the very day it was installed, one of the fancy halogen bulbs was dead.
Sorry, sir, we don't cover bulbs, they said.
All of our Whipple Service Champion furnace and air conditioning systems come with a cheerful 10-year parts and labor warranty, stem to stern. Our expert comfort advisors measure your house and size your system to dial in Aspen in the summer and Maui in the winter. And what a great time to get your new Whipple Service Champions heating and air conditioning system. Because for the moment, you can get $3,000 off. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. That's Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Light bulbs included.
Whipple, they come air condition your home.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve. Willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now. And Lee, what are you going to talk about on this Friday?
Maria, have you heard that there is an effort underfoot by some to launch a campaign, a write-in campaign for Governor for John Huntsman Jr.?
Oh, yeah.
For some time, we haven't known who's behind this. Well, I've been able to track down a spokesperson for the Utahns who are exploring this effort. We'll be speaking with Alicia Williams to kick off the show today. And, of course, we'll be diving into the very strong statements which have come via this Intermountain Healthcare press conference throughout the day. Chief medical officers from hospitals throughout this state have gotten together, and they have said masks are important, masks are important, masks are important. In fact, going as far as to say that a statewide mandate is the only way that we may be able to have safe schools to reopen in the fall. Now, one thing that I have noticed so far, as these doctors have spoken, they talked about hospital capacity. There was the claim that right now, statewide, hospital capacity is at 72%. So 72% of the available beds, ICU beds, are occupied right now. That conflicts with data reported by the state. The coronavirus.utah.gov website, it says the number is much lower than that. We're going to try to figure out why the discrepancy on my program today, Live Mike.
Bit of investigation. There you go. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. KSL News Time 12:25 and Watching Utah's Money. It's brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. If you have a 20% off coupon from Bed Bath & Beyond, you'll want to take advantage of it soon. The retailer is closing 200 of its stores, and executives say they will not take the coupon once liquidation of inventory begins. KSL Drives, people are clamoring to get on a buyer's list for the new 2021 Ford Bronco. The classic outdoor vehicle was built from 1966 to 1996 and gets top dollar among collectors. A new law in Hong Kong gives sweeping powers to authorities to regulate online content, and that could force many Silicon Valley tech companies out. Previously, Hong Kong guaranteed free internet to all. And taking a look at your money at this moment, it's a great day for the markets. The Dow up by 275 points, that's 1%, sitting at 25,980. S&P 500 up by 20, the NASDAQ up by 6 points, and hopefully they can hang on to those gains by the end of the day. President Trump's return to the campaign trail is put on hold. Let's learn more from ABC's Karen Travers at the White House.
President Trump's rally scheduled for Saturday night in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, has been postponed by a week or two. The White House says that's because of Tropical Storm Fay that's making its way up the East Coast. The storm is bringing heavy rains and gusty winds. The president spoke about Fay Friday morning at the White House.
We are on the watch. We are fully prepared. FEMA's ready in case it's bad. Shouldn't be too bad, but you never know.
The president's New Hampshire rally was scheduled to take place in an airport hangar, so somewhat outside, not in a totally enclosed arena. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A look at your weekend forecast, and we'll check your noon hour drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:27.
With all that's going on in the world and in the stock market, there's no better time to align yourself with a local, trusted financial partner. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. We are a full-service, privately-owned firm with an A-plus BBB rating. Our goals are aligned with yours because we're paid a low flat fee that is established up front and is typically around only 1% per year. And, unlike most advisors, our advice isn't conflicted by limited product selection or strong biases. Full service means we do most everything financial. Investment management, insurance, tax, social security and income planning, as well as legal needs such as wills and trusts. Our fiduciary advisors will take the time to get to know you and your situation. Call Trajan Wealth today and see what positive impact we can make in your life. Call us 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. WalkMS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Let's try that again. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky Meese, what's going on the roads?
We have a new accident called out in Weber County again. This is in Ogden. This time it's northbound Washington Boulevard at 33rd Street. It's supposed to be blocking a left lane of traffic. It's just not something I can see in my traffic cameras. We also have a stalled vehicle in Utah County. It's on the off-ramp from northbound I-15 at 800 North in Orem, blocking the eastbound left lane of traffic. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little heat wave going on here. Some of our hottest weather yet for a number of days, up to 97 today. And lots of sunshine and extra hot tomorrow, 99 in the sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12:30. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 90 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Mandatory mask requirement.
Doctors in Utah say the hospital system is at the tipping point of being overwhelmed, so they're calling on a statewide mask mandate to slow the spread. University of Utah Health's Chief Medical Officer Thomas Miller says the state is in a better position than neighboring ones, but without masks, that won't be the case.
Per capita, we have fewer IC beds per individuals in the state than other states. And what is happening in Arizona and California and Texas will happen here.
Other doctors say even if they have extra beds available, the beds don't treat patients. Medical professionals do, and they are already under tremendous pressure. Doctors also say unless there is a big drop in cases, they don't believe it will be safe to send kids back to school. Our top national story this hour from ABC News, a growing COVID-19 count could mean Friday nights without the lights this fall in Texas. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
Texans enjoy professional basketball. They like Major League Baseball and they're fans of the NFL. But high school football is what many of them live for. As tens of thousands of student-athletes prepare for summer training camps, the superintendent of schools in Dallas says he doesn't see how a contact sport can be played with coronavirus numbers still rising. The governing body of high school sports says it still plans to go ahead with the fall season, at least for now. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Other national stories. KSL is following. Amazon is telling its employees to uninstall TikTok from their phones if they also use that phone to access their work email. The company says they're worried about security, and this comes as there is a broader backlash against TikTok, partially because of its ties to Beijing. The note to employees also says that workers can still access TikTok via the browser on their work laptops. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 291 points. That's more than one percentage point, sitting at 25,995. S&P 500 up by 21. NASDAQ up by 14 points. Get another check of your drive coming up next. We do have one traffic trouble spot, at least one out there, and check your forecast up next.
You're spending more time at home right now, so we invite you to keep KSL by your side.
This is Tim and Amanda with updated news and weather before 9.
Around the house, we're streaming 24/7.
Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
We all come together
and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
There's no doubt about it. Right now, everybody is talking about clean. Whether you go into the grocery store, hardware stores, retail shops, it doesn't matter. Clean is the magic word right now, and that's what it's all about at Zero Res. Has been now for over 15 years. The only company that we call to clean our carpets in our home. We absolutely trust them and know that they are the area's leader in cleaner carpets. Zero Res, the only no residue carpet cleaner. When you clean with Zero Res, they leave nothing behind except clean. No residue, no harsh soaps, no toxic chemicals. When everybody's talking about clean, it's Zero Res that really keeps your home and your carpets clean. Thousands of reviews on Google with a 4.8 rating. You're going to love Zero Res. $33 per room right now. When you mention that you heard it with me, Doug Wright, you'll get a fourth room clean for free. Call 288-ZERO.
Stay up to date on all the day's news by texting the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And here's Ricky Meese.
If you're traveling northbound I-15 through Box Elder County, we do have road work causing northbound slowdowns as you're going through Elwood on the way to Tremonton. We've had a stalled vehicle on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 800 North in Orem, blocking an eastbound left lane of traffic. Also a crash in Weber County. This is northbound Washington Boulevard at 33rd Street, again in a left lane of traffic. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we will go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And it is a hot one, 97 degrees for a high today, and it's pretty warm in the studio right now as well. 99 tomorrow, up to 100 by Sunday, and it doesn't look like a chance of rain for the next 7 days. 90 degrees right now at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. This is Utah's all-day companion for news.